Are you an Android developer, or are you looking to build your first Android app? This might surprise you, but Microsoft has a bunch of tools and services that make an Android developer's life a little bit easier. Whether you want to build the app using JavaScript and web standards, C#, or even C++ and Java. I'm Amanda Silver, and I'll show you how Visual Studio can make you a more productive Android developer. Visual Studio's easy setup gets your dev box ready fast. It's pre-installed with many project templates so you can get started building your app. It has integrated support for debugging across devices and emulators. We even have a Visual Studio emulator for Android, which is fast and can be used with other IDEs like Android Studio or Eclipse. Visual Studio Team Services supports continuous integration and deployment for Android apps, no matter how you've written them. And you can use HockeyApp for your post-production needs, like distributing betas, analyzing crash reports, and getting feedback from your customers. Let me show you how. Visual Studio gets you going fast by setting up everything you need for Android development. Once set up, you can see that Visual Studio provides you with a variety of templates to get going. If you want to build your app using web standards, you can use the Apache Cordova app templates to iterate quickly using a workflow that's familiar to web developers. If you want to build your app using C#, the Xamarin extension for Visual Studio provides you with a variety of project templates and even support for Android Wear. You also get great IntelliSense for Android. You also get the world's best Android designer. If you're building using C++, you can build an app using OpenGL, a native activity, or just a shared library. If you're building using C++, Visual Studio has one of the fastest debuggers out there. New in the latest update, we even allow you to step into code for Android written in Java. Building your app with JavaScript, C#, or C++ allows you to have maximal code sharing, which makes it easier to build with a common code base when you're also targeting iOS. No matter which programming language you use, you'll find the Visual Studio emulator for Android super useful. Because it's x86 based, it's really fast to get started. It supports multi-touch, which is amazing when you're developing on a touch-enabled dev box like the Surface Book with Windows 10. The emulator is even available standalone and can be used from Android Studio or Eclipse. Today, we're announcing that it's coming soon to the Mac. Visual Studio Team Services allow you to build for Android using Gradle. And you can use HockeyApp, now a part of Visual Studio Team Services, to deploy your app and gain insights into how it's performing in the wild, things like feedback and crash analytics, even into Java code. No matter how you're building your Android app, Visual Studio can make your team more productive and your life as a dev a little easier. Check out other videos that go deeper into some of the topics I discussed. Follow us on Twitter to stay current as we enable new functionality for mobile development, and watch the VS blog for best practices, testimonials, and tips and tricks.